Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
How you doing, Sarah? This is Deanna with Keystone. I'm just following up. Do you guys have a EIM number for Ms. Jackson? Francesca?
Let me see. And yeah, and you said she was in the hospital from 2-1. She's telling me it was 2-2. Is that not?
Let me tell you.
I think she's trying to cover because her caregiver is clocked in.
Yeah, I know nothing about that. I just know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that would be the only reason.
And I will say sometimes, like, our system, I guess, is some type of system where they look at, where they get noticed that the person has been admitted. So sometimes, like, a person may go in and they may not admit them right away. They could still be waiting on them. So it might reflect a certain date. But
okay.
I definitely get where you're saying. I don't know, though. I can't confirm it.
I know.
But on the notice, they just sent, like, you know, this person may have been hospitalized. We're unsure if it's unplanned or planned.
Okay.
Date of admission, 2-1. So, again, I don't know.
I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second because I don't do the EIMs. That's our office manager, and I don't see anything in the file. So hold on.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay, so she's not in the office currently. Is it okay? I'm going to have somebody create the EIM report, and I will text you the EIM number at this number. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Either text me here, or you can email me, whatever's easier for you.
Okay.
But if they can do it today.
I'll make sure it gets done.
Yeah.
All right, no worries. All right, Deanna, thank you.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye.